Welcome back. In this lesson, we're tuning vinyl one-shots in Ableton Live using arrangement view, with a drum and bass mindset. Think jungle stabs, raga shouts, horn hits, dusty little SFX grabs, the kind of sounds that instantly scream vibe but also the kind of sounds that are almost never perfectly in tune. And in DNB, tuning matters more than people admit, because your bass is basically the law. If your one-shot is even slightly fighting the sub's key center, the whole drop can feel wrong, even if the sample is cool on its own. So today you're going to build a fast, reliable workflow in arrangement view. Audition, tune, commit, arrange. Clean and repeatable. Alright, first, set the musical context. Pick your track key. Common ones in DNB are F minor, G minor, D minor. Choose one and commit to it for this exercise. Now create a reference tone. Add a MIDI track. Load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave, and program a sustained note on your root. Keep it low, like F1 or G1 depending on where your sub lives. Turn it down. This is not for the mix, it's a tuning flashlight. We just want a stable home bass. Coach note, once you get close with the sine, you'll switch to checking against your actual bass patch later. The sine is clean, but your real bass has harmonics, and those harmonics are where clashes hide. Next, bring your one-shot into arrangement view. Drag it onto an audio track. First habit, rename it immediately. Something like Vinyl Stab Raw 01. It sounds boring, but it saves you later when you've got 20 nearly identical clips and you're trying to remember which one was the good one. Now zoom in and trim the clip start. Your goal is a clean transient. Vinyl often has a tiny pre-noise, a little needle scrape, air, rumble. Sometimes you want that. Sometimes you don't. For DNB stabs that need to punch through a break, you usually want the transient to hit clean. Add short fades so you don't get clicks. Tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Fade out maybe 5 to 30 depending on the tail. This is one of those professional steps that's not exciting, but it keeps your session sounding polished. Now the big decision. Warp on or warp off. Click the clip so you can see clip view. Ableton likes to auto-warp. For one-shots, that's often not what you want. Rule of thumb. Keep warp off for most one-shots you're simply pitching. That tends to sound the cleanest and most real vinyl. Turn warp on only when you actually need it. You need the sound to fit a specific rhythmic length. There's timing drift you can't ignore, or you want creative stretch artifacts on purpose. So do this. Try warp off first. Then tune with transpose. If the timing feels awkward in the groove afterward, then consider turning warp on. Now let's find the pitch. This is the part that trips people up, because vinyl one-shots can be short, noisy, or not even a single note. Sometimes it's a chord stab. Sometimes there's a pitch sweep at the start. Sometimes the transient is just pure noise and the tonal body is tiny. So don't assume the note is one fixed thing. You're choosing what you're tuning to. Maybe the root feel of the stab. Maybe the chord root. Maybe just the best fit against the bass. First method. Tuner. Drop Ableton's tuner device on the one-shot track. Then loop a tiny region around the most tonal part of the sample. Not the click. Not the noisy smack. The ringing part. In arrangement view, highlight a small chunk and loop it so it repeats while you watch the tuner. If the transient keeps confusing the tuner, move your loop brace slightly later so it's catching the body. Second method. And spectrum after tuner. Set a bigger block size like 4096 or 8192, and use some averaging so it's smoother. You're looking for a stable peak, not the noisy broadband stuff. Third method. Your ear with the reference tone. Let the one-shot loop. Play the sine root and listen for beating. If it sounds like it's wobbling against the reference, you're close but not locked. As you tune, that beating slows down and disappears. Quick coach note that makes this way easier. Clip gain before you judge anything. If the sample is too quiet, tuner and spectrum will lie, and your ears will struggle too. Turn up clip gain so the tonal part is readable. Do your tuning, then bring it back down to mix level later. Now you're ready to tune for real. In clip view, use transpose to get near your target. If you're in G minor, you might want that stab to land on G, or maybe D, the fifth. Those are safe, heavy, and they don't argue with the sub as much. Move in semitones first. If you need an octave jump, do it with plus or minus 12. Once you're close, use detune, in sense, to lock it in. Here's the reality with crunchy vinyl. Perfectly landing on 0 cents can sometimes feel sterile. If the sample has wobble baked in, try this approach, lock the semitone so it's clearly in the right note neighborhood, then park the detune somewhere like plus or minus 5 to 12 cents, where it feels stable with the groove. You're not tuning a violin concerto, you're making it sit with a 174 BPM roller. Now, if you did decide you need warp on, Choose a warp mode that matches the material. For percussive hits, Beats is usually great because it keeps the punch. For harmonic stabs or vocals, Complex or Complex Pro is often smoother and less chipmunk. If you're using Complex Pro, try the formants gently, like 0 to 20, just to preserve some character. But listen closely. Warping plus transposing can add artifacts. Sometimes those artifacts are exactly the grit you want. Sometimes it's just smear. Make the call. And here's a pro technique if your transients are getting weird when you pitch. Do a transient and body split. Duplicate the track. On track A, keep only the very first transient, like 10 to 40 milliseconds. On track B, keep the tonal body and tail, and fade it in right after the transient. Tune only track B. Now you keep the punch of the original hit, but the musical part is in key. This is a huge trick for keeping stabs aggressive without sounding like cartoon pitch shifting. Okay, once the sample is tuned, place it like a DNB producer. Don't just sprinkle it randomly. Give it purpose. Classic move. Offbeat stab placement. Try hitting on and after beat 2, and and after beat 4. That classic push makes the groove feel like it's leaning forward. Another move. Call and response with the bass. Let the bass phrase speak, then answer with a stab in bar 2 or bar 4. Or jungle sprinkle. Tuck quiet coast stabs behind the break. Not loud, just texture, like little flashes of rave DNA. Think in 4-bar language. Bar 1, tease the stab once. Bar 2, repeat it, maybe a variation or octave. Bar 3, drop it out and let the drums and bass breathe. Bar 4, do a fill, maybe a reverse hit, or a reverb throw. Now let's commit the tuning, because this is where intermediate sessions either stay clean or become a nightmare. If you're happy with the tuning and it's mostly clip transpose without tons of processing, consolidate. Select the region, consolidate, and rename the new file something like Vinyl Stab GM Tuned. Now it's a real piece of audio in your project, and you're not stacking a bunch of fragile clip settings everywhere. If you've got warp involved, or you've got effects, resample. Create a new audio track called something like Stab Print. Set its input to resampling, solo the stab track, record the tuned hit, trim it, consolidate it, and rename it. And a really smart workflow if you're unsure. Commit in two stages. First, consolidate a tuned raw version with no effects. Second, print a mix-ready version with warp and effects. That way you've got options, but you're not drowning in 15 nearly identical clips. Now, quick DNB-ready processing chain, all stock, to make that tuned one-shot sit in the mix. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. The exact number depends on the sample, but the point is, keep the sub lane sacred. Your bass owns the low end. If the stab is boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500. If it needs bite, a small boost around 2 to 5k. Then saturator, 2 to 6 dB of drive. Soft clip off and on. You're trying to make it speak through breaks without just turning it up. If you want a little extra smack, a light drum bus can work, but be careful with boom. Usually off for stabs unless you specifically want weight. Then utility. Watch the stereo width. If it's messing with mono compatibility or fighting the center, pull it down to something like 70 to 100%. You can even automate width. Tighter when the drums are busy, wider in the gaps. For reverb, use ascend. Keep the dry hit punchy and throw it into space with a return track. And here's a detail most people miss. Reverb tails can introduce mystery notes. If the tail starts ringing in weird places, put EQ8 after the reverb on the return and tame those resonant peaks. Instantly cleaner. Want that classic rave density? Put a gate after the reverb on the return so the tail gets chopped rhythmically. It keeps the groove tight at 174. And if your tuned sample now feels a little too clean, reintroduce controlled motion. A tiny bit of chorus ensemble, very subtle, or an auto filter with a slow LFO and tiny amount. The idea is needle movement, not seasickness. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Tuning the transient. The click is not the pitch. Loop the body. 2. Leaving warp on by default. Auto warp can smear one shots. 3. Overtuning gritty vinyl. Aim for compatible, not sterile. 4. Ignoring the bass key. And remember, the sign is a guide, but the real test is against your actual bass patch at mix level. Mute the sign, play the bass, and confirm the stab sits without rubbing. 5. Not committing. 30 tuned clips with warp and heavy effects equals CPU pain and a messy set later. Now a quick practice you can do in about 15 minutes. Set tempo to 174. Choose G minor. Import 3 one-shots. A stab, a vocal hit, and a tonal noise or SFX. For each one, Start with warp off, tune with transpose and detune. If timing feels off, enable warp and try complex pro. Consolidate and rename with the tuned note. Then arrange a 4-bar loop. Stabs on off beats like 2 and 4 and, vocal hit as a call in bar 2, and SFX as a pickup into bar 4. Add EQ 8, saturator, utility, and a gated reverb send. Your deliverable is simple. A clean 4-bar DNB idea where every one shot is tuned and sitting in the key, and the sub still feels like the king. Recap to lock it in. Use arrangement view as your workflow lane. Audition, tune, commit, arrange. Prefer warp off for most one shots. Find pitch with tuner and spectrum, but trust your ear against a reference and then against your real bass. Tune with transpose and sense. Commit with consolidate or resample. And shape it with basic EQ, saturation, and controlled space. If you tell me your track key and whether your main stab is a single note or a chord stab, I can suggest exact target notes like root, fifth, or even a darker tension option, plus a tight 4 to 16 bar pattern that fits rolling DNB.